Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Lincoln, Liberty, and Portview. And happy summer to all of our listeners, and we thank you for joining us. And there's so much happening in our parishes and our schools over this summer, and we're right smack dab now in the middle of the summer season, this midpoint of July and midpoint of summer, and there's a lot of rich opportunities to evangelize our youth and our young adults in deeper ways. But before we begin this segment, I want to make a big thanks to our generous sponsor, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And there's also opportunities throughout the diocese for everyone to grow in their faith, families, seniors, singles, every one of us. And we hope this program will encourage you to get connected in many ways that is happening now in all of our parishes to bring you closer to Christ and to be in the community with one another. And we have three guests this morning, but the first segment, I want to welcome Elaine Garfold. She's the co-director of religious education at my home parish, Blessed Trinity Parish in Brentwood, Baldwin, Carrick, Hayes, and Overbrook. And Celine Mitchell, and she is the president and director of Catechesis of the Good Shepherd in Verona. So Elaine and Celine, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks, Father Tom.
Thank you, Father.
And great to have both of you here. And Elaine, I'm going to ask you first, Blessed Trinity in South Pittsburgh, Holy Angels, St. Albert the Great, St. Basil's, St. Sylvester's. I grew up in Carrick, Overbrook, so you know me quite well.
I've known you for a long time.
And I know your boss, Father Steve Krizak. He's my best friend for the last 26 years. My parents belong there. My sister and brother-in-law, Lisa and Paul, you know them. Mm-hmm. Growing up in that area, lots of great things happen at Blessed Trinity. You just had your big parish festival a few weeks ago, and you had your vacation Bible school.
Yes,
very successful. Lots of great things. You have good fish fries. Mm-hmm. Lots of good things going on.
Great things, yeah.
It's always busy, but you coordinate the vacation Bible school program, and it's huge numbers, including helpers. They help you play a significant role. Tell our listeners a little bit, how do you put all this together?
Well, when they say that it takes a village to raise a child, I think it takes like a whole country to run a VBS because I couldn't do it alone. It starts from definitely from, you know, my pastor, Father Steve, and the mm-hmm. support I get from him and our staff, even to the Knights of Columbus who helped with setup because we were breaking down one event to start with Vacation Bible School. We have about 81 kids registered, and we have a little over 70 volunteers. And those volunteers, for the most part, are our former students, the kids that are in grades 7 through 12. And they just want to be a part of it. They can't wait to outgrow the VBS so they can be a part of helping out the next year. But they also have such fond memories of from when they're in it. So, I mean, we have everybody helping out. It's by no means not just me. I'm just the one who kind of points in the direction, and but everybody else is just
80
amazing.
Kids and 70 volunteers.
Yeah.
That's just a lot of traffic.
It is, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. And then every year you think of new themes, right?
Well, we just usually the
little variety.
Yeah, they put them out there, and we kind of go with what's popular. A lot of other parishes are using the same theme. We're doing scuba this year, mm-hmm. and a lot of other people do kind of what I do and try to transform things so that it's not. We don't want our kids coming into the same place where they come to the fish fry or where they have their faith formation. Right. We want them to be transformed into another world, whatever that may be. And this year it's going to be under the sea.
Yeah, and St. Joachim and Ann, we did scuba too. Last month too.
Oh, okay.
And very successful. It was kind of neat seeing our social hall themed with all under the sea mm-hmm. things, and it was kind of neat to see that. And it's fun for the kids and the adults too.
Yes.
So congratulations on doing that. And it was a success for you this past year too, right? I want to bring in Celine Mitchell, once again, the president and director of the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd Apostolate Center in Verona. And Celine, you and I also have a connection. Julie Fleckenstein, who is my director of religious education, and also Amanda Wild, her assistant, who just did the VBS scuba. They're also part of the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, and we are going to be adding that to Saints Joachim and Ann Parish too. So, and you taught both of them. You were their mentors, correct?
Yes. So that's really exciting to hear.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm really supportive of that. And let's explain a little little bit about, can you tell our listeners about this unique program? It involves a centered way through the Montessori method, teaching more hands-on training. Tell our listeners, what is the Montessori program and the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd?
So Catechesis of the Good Shepherd is a Montessori-based faith formation using the Montessori method, which is the hands-on approach. So working with your hands and with particular materials in a special environment called an atrium. Mm. And it is based on two pillars, scripture and liturgy. So Jesus from the Bible and Jesus, how we worship and celebrate him in the Eucharist.
That's great. And so it's a lot of hands-on training, true, right? It's not like your regular CCD program.
Right. So the challenge is the special environment we call the atrium. Mm-hmm. That's why we started a center that has all the different levels, because it's developmentally appropriate. Not every scripture passage for every age. It varies, but the parable of the Good Shepherd is our main focus. So it's falling in love with Jesus, and then we provide particular materials, dioramas, or liturgical calendar, or little altar, where they, as they're working using these materials, they will also learn. But it's hands, heart, and mind all together.
Hands, heart, and mind. I like that, because it's the tangible learning of it.
Montessori felt that children learn best through the senses, especially through touching. Mm. And so when we're touching and doing and learning, it not only sticks like academic knowledge, but it touches the heart. So it's all about the encounter with Jesus.
And I just had a meeting with my religious ed coordinators just a few weeks ago, and we're talking about setting up an atrium at my particular, we have three campuses at St. Joachim and Ann, so we're looking at a good center space for that, for the kids to be there and for the parents too. It's a very
beautiful.
Important.
So it's for children and adults, and we need a well-formed catechist, mm-hmm. more like a spiritual guide,
sure.
to be with the children.
And they have to be certified. They have to go through a program.
They have 90 hours just to be with
wow.
3, 4, and 5-year-olds. And so it is quite intensive, but it's really the formation of the heart that will then lead to the transformation of a person's life, including the catechist when they take a formation course.
Now, you're based out of Verona, over in the Penn Hills, Oakmont area.
Verona area. Okay. So we
and
are
what
renting.
Other, you're renting. And then what can you say are the areas that it's offered right now currently in the diocese?
Yes, so we are renting the former school building at St. Joseph in Verona, mm-hmm. and then I help train or form catechists in all the different levels, and so it is being offered in many different churches. I just completed a formation course at St. Joan of Arc recently.
Okay.
We are hosting a level 3 course as we listen to this broadcast. We have catechists coming from all over the U.S. for this.
Great. Now, Elaine, I want to bring you back in about the VBS. What are you hearing from the parents when they have their kids come in for the program for Vacation Bible School for the week? What do you hear from them? Do some of their results?
Well, the parents love it because their kids are learning about God in a fun way. They come in. We kind of like it to be where the kids are learning about God and not realizing they're learning about God, mm-hmm. so that they can be experiential for them. So that's kind of our big thing to have, the transformation of
the
space.
So they're learning, but it's a fun way of learning, like with music, skits,
skits.
Crafts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Good food.
Oh, got to have the food, right?
No, yeah. Well, that's Blessed Trinity. We have good food.
And the theme to that. Yeah, there's always food there in Blessed Trinity. And Celine, what do you hear from the parents who have their children go through the Montessori program, the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd?
So it's often a transformational, not just for the children, but for the catechists as well as the parents. Mm-hmm. The parents, the first thing they say is the children are more attentive and engaged in the liturgy at the Mass, because religion isn't just a subject from a book. It becomes a way of life. And so they will be eager to go to Mass is one of the first things.
So it's a different way for them to learn, but they're eager. They're because they see the figurines and they touch them and they talk about them in the atrium. And then when they go to church and go to Mass, then it kind of, okay, we put it all together. So
they want to see the real altar, the real chalice, yeah. The real gestures the priest does. They'll watch what you're doing at Mass.
And it's just a really neat way of learning. It's a different, you know, out of the ordinary routine things.
It's a contemplative method. Mother Teresa's mm-hmm. sisters have embraced it for children and adults because of the contemplation, simplicity, and poverty.
I like that. Great. Elaine Garfold and Celine Mitchell, thank you for being with us this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus here on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Bark, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish. And we're talking about, even though we're smack dab in the summer season and smack dab in the middle of the month of July right now, obviously we never stop learning and we never stop growing. And we heard in our first segment about the religious ed program at Blessed Trinity Parish in South Pittsburgh, Elaine Garfold and Celine Mitchell, the director of Catechesis of the Good Shepherd and the Montessori program. And the second segment, I want to bring in my next door neighbor, Mr. Jonah Susi. He is the director of youth and young adult ministry at Triumph of the Holy Cross there, my next door neighbor there in Jefferson Hills, in Pleasant Hills. And Jonah, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks, Father. It's great to be here.
So you're the director of youth ministry next door at Triumph of the Holy Cross. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, because you're not originally from Pittsburgh, right?
No. So I'm originally from Nashua, New Hampshire, up in the Great White North.
New Hampshire. Live free or die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know it. I did a year with Net Ministries before going off to college. I grew up in a youth ministry household. My mom was a youth minister for almost 20 years, which is funny. I never would have thought, you know, growing up, I'd follow in those footsteps, but here we are. I went to Franciscan University for 4 years and then settled here in Pittsburgh about 8 years ago.
Your wife's from Bethel Park.
She is.
Okay, great. Yeah. Good. So you like being here in Pittsburgh?
I love it.
Yeah. Now, as you were saying, it's in your blood. I like that about your mom being a youth minister. Now you're doing that too. Yeah. Did you ever think you'd be doing that?
No.
Wow. No. How did you get called to do that?
So it was really in high school. I was very involved in a youth ministry group, and mm-hmm. then I wanted to do a year of service with NET before going off to college. Okay. And it was during that time I really, really fell in love with youth ministry, especially with retreat ministry. And then when I went to Franciscan, that was my original major, and then I changed it to theology and philosophy. I changed back to ministry kind of at the very end. I realized that was where God was calling me. Now we're here.
Now, youth and young adult ministry, it's such a needed program now, because I hear as a pastor, Father Tom, how can we get our youth excited? How can we get our young families back to church? I hear it weekly in pastoral and finance council meetings. There's always a huge need for this. How, in your opinion, as well, obviously your expertise in youth ministry, how do we get our kids excited and our families back to church?
It's a great question. And it really, I believe it starts with forming community and forming a place where young people feel safe, where they feel accepted, where they feel loved, where they feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves. Youth ministry, it is, like you said, it's so important. It's crucial, really. And I think young people in particular, they want to be involved, right? Like this generation in particular is so much like social activism, and people want to be, you know, involved in making a difference in the world. You know, teens, they're told all the time, you know, you're the future of the church, you're the future of the church. But good youth ministry is really empowering them to be leaders today and leaders in their community. And when teens fall in love with Jesus, when they get to know Jesus, they transform their whole culture. They transform their parish, their schools. They change the world. You know, look at Blessed Carlo Acutis. He was only 14 years old.
Story. And how do you get the parents to bring their kids to the youth ministry program? And because it starts at home. We, the priests, religious, youth ministers, we can do so much, religious ed coordinators, but obviously it starts at home. Do you have any suggestions for our listeners this morning that might want to talk to their kids or their grandkids?
Yeah, absolutely. The heart of all youth ministry, and really the heart of all ministry, is that personal relationship. Mm-hmm. And that following Jesus's model of evangelization, where he poured into these apostles, he's poured into these 12 men, and sharing your lives with them, calling them into community. So I think, forming those relationships with parents at the parish, letting parents know that you're on their side, and letting them know what's going on in the parish, let them know what's going on with youth ministry, sending pictures, making sure you're communicating effectively with what youth ministry is and what takes place at youth ministry, and spreading the word, kind of building that fire a little bit, making that buzz kind of take place. And it starts to grow over time as people hear about it, as word gets out. You'll see more people kind of coming into it, more parents getting involved.
What are some things going on now at Triumph of the Holy Cross Parish there in Jefferson Hills over the summer? I'm sure you don't take a break either.
Not quite. Yeah.
It's a year-round process, right?
Right. We don't do a weekly program in the summer, but we still have lots of events coming up. But at our parish, we're running an EDGE program, which is like a middle school youth ministry style of faith formation, as the teens prepare for confirmation. After confirmation and in their high school years, we have we run Life Teen, and then we have a young adult ministry as well. And then also on top of all of that, our 5 p.m. Mass on Sundays, so an evening Mass on Sundays, mm-hmm. is really geared towards young people. Mm-hmm. So the homilies, the music, the environment, we try to make all the teens feel really welcome. We have our high school youth group, our Life Teen program, after that Mass during the school year. And we're just trying to create an environment that tells young people when they walk in, like, you're appreciated, you belong here, you have a role to play here. Teens are serving as musicians, they're serving as lectors, they're involved in the liturgy, and it's a really beautiful thing to see, and it's really helping them get more engaged with the program as a whole.
Yeah, I think that's important to have the youth masses, and we do that at my parish too, and get the kids to be lectors, Eucharistic ministers, ushers, sing in the choir, play an instrument, kind of get them part. They're part of the liturgy too, and when they give back, and our parishioners see the youth up there in leadership roles, it actually adds a lot. And even the little youngsters see, hey, that could be me in a couple years too. So explain to our listeners about the Life Teen program, how that's enhancing the youth ministry program.
Absolutely.
What is Life Teen?
So Life Teen is an international Catholic movement of youth ministry. Their mission is to lead teens closer to Christ. I grew up in a Life Teen parish myself. I was really active in Life Teen youth group. They have lots of great resources, but they're also just an incredible movement in a community of youth ministers. The average life night, they all follow this four-stage model, which really models itself after the liturgy. So the four movements are gather, proclaim, break, and send. And you kind of see, just that, like Mass, we're gathered together in the song, the word is proclaimed to us in the homily and in the readings, and it's broken open for us in the homily, the bread is broken and given to us and consumed, and then we're sent. So the flow of the night, we welcome the teens, we make them feel loved, we make them feel like they're part of the community. We do a fun icebreaker, and that's our gather. And then we'll have a talk that's geared towards them, a catechesis of some sort for the night. That's the proclaim. We break it open in our small group discussions. We give teens a chance to, share what's on their heart, how they're being moved by what they're hearing. And then we have a prayer experience as part of that, sometimes adoration or praise and worship, or teaching them, something like a devotion like the Rosary or the Divine Mercy Chaplet, some sort of prayer encounter experience. And then they're sent out with, something to take home with them and build the kingdom that way.
Isn't there a different ending? Like, normally we say the Mass is ended, go in peace, but at Life Teen Mass, they say something different, like the Mass has not ended?
No, not anymore.
Like, they used to do that, right?
Yeah, that was something that they did in the past.
Because I remember that as a seminarian, the Mass has not ended. But I always tell our people that as the Mass is ended, go out and continue. Go out and proclaim the good news. That's what it's all about. And listen to what the scripture was, you're fed with the Eucharist, but then you're sent out and be just like the apostles. Jesus said, let's go out and continue to proclaim the good news. And that's what we're trying to get our youth and young adults. They've come to Mass, but then they go out like the apostles were. And I think with the youth ministries and all the youth ministers, you guys do such a wonderful job. You're a great asset to the parishes and the pastors. And me as a pastor, I'm very grateful for your ministry because I know it's not easy. There's so much distractions in our world with our youth and our young adults and the kids that are in these programs. They're our future. They're the future of the church. So thank you for what you do, Jonah.
Thank you, Father.
And we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time in the Gospel of Mark. We hear as Jesus sends his disciples out two by two, he puts them on a mission to drive out the demons and the power to heal. And he knew that this would be needed, so he sends them out. We're all called. We're all called to evangelize and to go out to preach and to teach and to share the good news. So we can, what we say, what we do out in the workforce, with our families, our neighborhoods, we are all called as Jesus sends out his disciples. So look at the gifts and the talents that God blesses us with each and every day and utilize those gifts and blessings. And in all with what's going on in the craziness of our world, all the noise, the distractions, let's sometimes pull away from the rat race and listen how the Lord is calling us to be sent out and to listen and to answer the Lord's call. So we're right smack dab in the middle of the summer. We're right smack dab in the middle of the year of 2024. So let's really pull away sometimes and just listen, get recharged, get rebooted, and use the summertime as a good evangelization time to really think about, where is God calling us to be his speaker, to be sent out to preach and to share the good news? And thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I'll be back in 2 weeks. This is Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.